Shalom Aleichem, thank you to all of you who have called in despite having to call in twice the same day. Let me share with you two thoughts that are very appropriate for Parshas Pekudei and one for Zayin Adar, which is coming up. Start with Parshas Pekudei, which is the parasha, which of course, Vayakob Pekudei is all about Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor and the incredible things that he did as a young man, a bar mitzvah age young man who was able to take leadership role and do what he had to do in order to make sure the Beis HaMikdash was built. He did it in a wonderful, the Mishkan rather was built, he did it in a wonderful way, Betzel Kel HaYisa. He did it kilu, he knew everything firsthand. I have to share with you a thought that Rav Palm told me is the name of Nosson Tzvi Finkel. It's something I've probably mentioned in the past, but I'd like to add a nekuda to it. At a certain time, Rav Nosson Tzvi had asked one of Rav Palm's einikoch to get involved in a hanhola position, a mashgiach position, in one of the yeshivas in the mir. And of course, he called the Zayda to ask him if he should do it. So Zayda spoke to Rav Nosson Tzvi, and he said, "As doch jung, he's still a young man. Why is he going into such a thing? Is he maybe he needs some more time?" So Rav Nosson Tzvi said to Rav Palm, he said to him, he may be young, but with the, when he's makabel achrayus, when he undertakes to do miti achrayus kum in dekoiches. This is something Rav Palm heard from Nosson Tzvi, and it was very meaningful to him the rest of his life. The idea that a person undertakes miti achrayus kum in dekoiches. When a person undertakes achrayus and he sets out, so he follows through. And the example of this, I think I might have mentioned one year in Parshas Vayigash, is Yehuda who undertook the Achrayus for Yosef, mit Achrayus kum in dekoiches. He was able to do what he had to do in order to confront Yosef. I'd like to share with you today a thought that I saw b'shem some sefer in a tshuva in Chevek Zayin. Chevek Zayin is a tshuva sefer, some sefer that came out much later. And there, Teich Tavarov, in the Tshuva Sassam Sefer, Chevek Zayin, there is an absolutely incredible mashava that he has on this topic of Mitach Rayis Kum and Dechayis. And Chevek Zayin, Tshuva Tez Zayin, he writes, the Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Keshivin Ve'echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, until Yisrael came, he was judging on his own, he was judging Klal Yisrael. Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Keshivin Ve'echad. He was like the biggest Sanhedrin that a person could need. Then he went and he was convinced by Yisrael that it's not Shaykh for it to continue that way. So they made a deal. The deal was that he set up a lot of Batei Dinim all over, Sarei Neis, and Sarei Chamishim, and Sarei Asarei. And Adava Akashin Yivir Lecha, something was very hard, they brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu established a Beis Din of 71, or of 70, it's Machloikas 70, 71, but he established a Beis Din by taking 70 people in Persia. So Sefer says he doesn't understand. How often do you need a Beis Din of 70? There's come out nothing that you need a Beis Din. I happen occasionally you need a Beis Din of 70. Moshe said, it's very hard to bring it to Moshe. Moshe, till now, he was tasking without 70 others, the hard things. So Taka, the things that don't come to Moshe, he needs other people, and they have to have a person of 3 or 23 or whatever the number was. But what comes to Moshe, it should continue the way it was going until now. Until now it was going that Moshe Rabbeinu paskened himself. So it should have continued that Moshe Rabbeinu should pasken himself. That makes sense. So why did he need 70? Matter of fact, I've said for rights in a very strong Lashon, that Nachtu Leineda, Mahim Hadvar Makashin. His Lashon is, I wonder, what are the things already that need 70? Why need 70? Zaka Mamre and Maisif and Aloir, there are very few things that need a Zaka Mamre. That's his kash. The Yisoid, incredible Yisoid, is actually his answer. His answer is that from the day that Moshe understood that he can't do it himself, he was unable to do it himself. Until that day, he thought he could do it himself, and he taka was able to. But from the day that he was makabel in his heart, that he can't do it himself. It's not shayach. From that day on, he lost that special magic of miti achrayis kumin dekaychis. He said that it's not his achrayis to do everything. And after that, he didn't have, he was still the great Moshe Rabbeinu, but he didn't have that incredible yediyah. Some sefer suggests that that's why it was some halachas, like the B'nai Salavka, that were hidden from him. It's true, the main reason is the Megalgon Skosayde Zakai, but nevertheless, he is this as a possible Nakuda. Of course, the muster of it is that when we say things are too hard, it could be sometimes things are too hard, but if you undertake to do things, we see people who are incredible. They've been ordinary people, and then suddenly they undertake to do, and they do, they accomplish extraordinary things. I would add that a Megillas Esther is an absolutely incredible transformation that takes place. If you pay attention, you'll notice it. In the whole Megillah, Esther is subservient to the Ratzin of Mordechai, which makes sense. She was machnia herself all the time to Mordechai. And then, whatever Mordechai told her, shall I say it? She shouldn't say. She didn't say. Mordechai said, you have to go to Achashverosh tonight? And she didn't understand. I have to go tonight? Why can't I wait? Like Karasi, Shalai Shemyayim. And Mordechai said, do it. She was subservient to Mordechai until a certain moment came by. Till it came to the moment that she agreed to go. She agreed to take the Achrayas. Mordechai said, go. She agreed to go. From then on, notice the Megillah. Suddenly it says, "Vatayimer Esther leMordechai lech kaleisus kol Yehudim." Suddenly, Esther is running the show. Esther telling Mordechai what to do. It didn't happen the whole time. But Tosem Esther is Mordechai al beis Haman. Esther is putting Mordechai where in a position. But Tilbash Esther Malchus. It says she put on Malchus. Chazal tell us she put on Malchus. She put on Malchus. The Gemara says. She suddenly wore Reich HaKadosh. Suddenly, she undertook. Once she undertook, she had the Kaicha. So it's an incredible lesson of a person who even somebody, Esther was great before this, and she said, I want to wait. And Mordechai said, no. And she undertook. And for the money she undertook, everything changed. This is the lesson. And lesson to this lesson, Mita Achrayis come into Kaicha. Don't be afraid. Some people think, well, not for me. People go to Yachi Kalis. People go to Nishma. People go to... Not for me. I don't have the kayach for it. Why do you have the kayach for it? Who do you think? Who do you think gets up 5:30 to go learn? Only special people that are created to be the Fyami people? You could do it too. You can't do it. You have a hard time getting up. Mit the achrayis kubit the kayachis. You can take the achrayis to do it. You'll have the kayachis. You'll see. Let's move on to a Zion Hadar thought, and this is a thought that's chashiv to me all the years. Very hard for me to understand what Chazal says. So Chazal say in Shulchan Aruch, and in Tuf Kuf Pei, the says, and I say Shulchan Aruch, I mean in Arachayim, in Hilchos Tainis. It says there that there are a number of days that Elu Yamim Shemis Anan Behem. It's called Tainis Sadikin. There are certain days that righteous people fast. And one of them is Zayin Adar. Now we know that people in Chevra Kadisha fast, but what it says in Shulchan Aruch is Eil Yamin Shemisan Mehatsara, because of the Tsara that took place on that day. It says Zayin Adar is a day of Tsara. It's a day of Tsara that Moshe Rabbeinu died. I don't understand. That's what Haman said. Haman said, "Ah, the girl fell on Adar. Ah, bad luck for the Jews." But the Gemara says, "Lo Yada, he's not Moritz. He didn't know." That just like he died that day, he was born that day. So Zayin Adar is not a day of bad mazel for Klal Yisrael. It's a day of good mazel because he was born that day. And that's what the Gemara says. You might ask me, yeah, but he still died. You don't ask me, ask the Gemara. Gemara says, he made a mistake. He thought it's a bad mazel. And Toz Gomer, it's really a good mazel that day. Really? It's a good mazel that day. So why say Shulchan Aruch? Yom Shemisan Nehat Sarah. Because the tzara that happened on that day doesn't seem to make sense. Rav Tzadik in Hashavas Charutz, page Samach Testa Ayin, doesn't ask the question, but he does say something that answers the question. What he says there is, I really Zayin Adar was a Yom Chayshach. It was a day of Hester Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew Kala Torah Kula, it was a day that Torah was hidden. There were hundreds of halachas in Ishtaku b'nei Evlai Shamaisha. It was a day of darkness. And Taka, it was a seer day. But he says, Klal Yisrael made it into a wonderful day. Through the Amelis v'Teira, that they were mazer, Mishum Pupu b'derech ha-pilpul, they were mazer halachas that were forgotten. They started with an Amelis v'Teira that they didn't have. That's in the Hapachu of switching Zayin Adar from a day that was Taka, day of Tzara, but making something good out of it. So it's a daily fast, it's a day of Tzara. But the theme of Purim is in the Hapachu, is switching it into something good. From the darkness, they made light, they turned it into something light, and that's the way it stays for Doris. A possibility of a Hisapchus, of turning things around, is tied to the day of Purim, tied to a day when people rejoice with the Simchas Hashem. And so, absolutely practical pieces of advice today. It was worth waiting. One piece of advice, listen, see? Idea that take the Achrayus and the Kaychus will follow. And a second thought, Tzaddik's thought that from darkness make something light. And take from a day that's a day of Tzara into a day that's a day of Simcha. Be very gebenched. A good gebenched yog, Shabbos, Kol Tov.